Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending time with you once again today. Thanks so much for being here. This is our eighth episode, and today we're going to talk about something that's so crucial in achieving your goals and dreams and successes. And I feel like it gets a bad rap sometimes, so we're going to tackle it. It's the power of positive thinking, and particularly its impact on confidence. Why is confidence so important? Well, trust me, you need it, no matter what stage of life you're in. If you're new here and want a general framework for what this podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get a flavor for what we're doing here and what we're talking about. So first things first, positive thinking or positivity in general is not some fleeting emotion or just some feel-good concept. It's actually a mindset. Aristotle once said, "The energy of the mind is the essence of life." So when you have a positive mindset, it means you cultivate optimism more often than you do a pessimistic view. You tend to look at the good or the silver linings in any given situation. And yeah, for some people, you can be more or less pre-wired to be positive thinkers. And for others, it takes, you know, years of practice. No matter which one you are, we all know how hard it can be to take a really crummy situation and take anything positive from it. We've all been there. Sometimes it takes a lot of work, so it's a focus for us here. If you can embrace what a positive mindset is, the power of it is profound and potentially life-changing. So if you need science to back up statements like that, well, there's plenty of it. Some studies have found physical benefits like lower blood pressure, greater resistance to illness and common colds, better stress management, better pain tolerance. Mentally, it's linked to better problem solving, better coping skills, better mood, lower depression. So if positivity is such a great thing, how do you get more of it? And does positive thinking mean that you walk around all day just reciting positive affirmations in your head? Well, not exactly, but that does work for some people I know, especially in business and sports. But far more often, positive thinking can be practiced by some simple meditations done alone for small blocks of time, like 5, 10, 15 minutes, where the focus is on positive things and ideas and people or goals. And if you get scared by the word meditation, you can just sit in a quiet place alone and reflect. But probably the quickest way I know to positive thinking is through practicing gratitude. And there will be an entire episode on gratitude coming up in the future. But for now, things like a daily gratitude journal work for some people, or even just a notes app on your phone. So if not in written form, it might just be a few minutes of reflection on the things in your life you're grateful for, without any caveats, right? Like, I'm thankful for this, but it could be better. So none of that stuff. Just relationships, work, people, jobs, school, opportunities, even just kindness from another individual are enough to reflect on and be thankful for a few minutes. And it can even just be one thing each day that you pick out. It makes that much of a difference in your mindset. So this is a part of positive thinking that we're now going to link to something else you need in your life, no matter who you are or where you are in life, which is confidence. I'm going to cite a specific piece of research here, because it's such an important point, and I think the wording is really poignant, and then we'll get into some real-life examples after that. So I'm reading this now. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology in 2018 demonstrates that individuals with a positive mindset are more likely to approach challenges with self-assuredness and confidence, leading to increased resilience and success. So that's one of a lot of studies out there. Check that one out or others if you're interested in more of them. But the point's this: a positive mindset leads to self-assuredness, which leads to confidence. So let's think about this for a second together. You can't approach anything with a negative mindset and have any sort of confidence about it working out, right? It's true. When you're feeling like things are not working out for you, or you're really down on something, or someone, or yourself, you don't feel optimistic. If you're not optimistic, it's really hard to practice authentic confidence. Now, there's such a thing as fake confidence, and a lot of people use it, but really authentic confidence is about belief. It's your innermost core where you really believe in something or someone or some concept. So confidence is about self-belief, and self-belief is partially built on a positive mindset. Like when you feel negatively about something, you don't really believe in it, right? And that's skepticism, not confidence. So I got asked one time what I thought about the term fake it until you make it. You've heard that one, right? It's actually a really interesting statement. So I believe it depends on what your perspective is and what constitutes the faking it part. So if you're someone, let's say, who hypothetically, of course, maybe recently held public office in a particular state in the Northeast and faked their entire background, including what schools they went to and what sports teams they played, to the constituents just so that they could make it as an elected official, well, yeah, I have a real problem with faking it until you make it. If you're a leader preparing for a really big public speech upcoming and you've been a historically bad or nervous speaker, you might need to fake it in your practice speeches leading up to the big one. So I don't have a problem with that because you're in a way using positive affirmations to help you build your belief and therefore inspire more confidence in yourself that you're up to it. So I feel like if you're stretching yourself towards a goal and you know you're not there yet, it can be beneficial. If you're just lying to people to get an edge, then you probably won't get too far. So let's do a couple exercises here. And if you'll join me in this, I'd appreciate it. We'll start with professional and then go to a personal life exercise. So these are confidence statements. Think about something right now, professionally, or something that you would say is work-related. So this can be your job, either your main job or a side gig or something you do that you count on to earn money. So name one thing that you are sure about objectively related to that job. So a few examples might be, I know I'm easy to work with, or I know I'm really good at what I do, or I rely on my work ethic to multitask a bunch of things easily. So an example for me, I might say, my podcast is informative, detailed, and attempts to help some people. So none of those statements are really grandiose or extravagant, and they don't have to be. Now, here's the key to turning your statement into a statement of confidence. So you can't position the thing you're confident about in relation to anyone else. So you can't say, I know I'm really good at what I do because I'm better than my coworkers at it. It has to be singularly something you are confident about in what you do. And it would be the same statement you'd make if you were working by yourself or in the middle of 500 people. So if you take your one thing that you're sure about, you would turn that into a confidence statement about your work or profession. So again, if you want to hedge off mine, I would take that earlier statement and say, I'm confident that my podcast helps some people because it's informative, detailed, and backed by decades of real life experience. So again, the differences between the two statements are The first one is, my podcast is informative, detailed, and attempts to help some people. And the second one was, I'm confident that my podcast helps some people because it's informative, detailed, and backed by decades of real life experience. Now say yours. I'll give you a second. So when you say yours out loud, how do you feel? Pretty good, right? Or at least not bad. But the overarching feeling you have is probably rooted in confidence, belief, and positivity. It's the trifecta right there. What it doesn't have is a bunch of BS in it. If you're honest about your confidence statement, you'll know it. And pretty soon, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's totally me. That's definitely what I do, and it's definitely what I'm good at. And you won't have to feel like you're talking yourself into it. So now we're on to something. Now we're on to creating a pattern of thinking that you can replicate in your professional career, not just with one statement, but several. Plus, your confidence statement could never be my confidence statement. They might be similar, but no two of them will ever be exactly the same. So what you're then doing subconsciously is you're starting to get a little bit of separation between what success might look like just for you compared to the masses of people. And then after you get a handful of confidence statements, you look up and start to say, huh, I'm somewhat significant because of those statements that are unique to just me and that I know are true and I believe them. And therefore, I believe in myself regardless of what's going on around me or what anyone else is saying or doing. And see how that works? So now let's go into the fun part, your personal life. So this is where a lot of people draw significance from, or they aim to become significant, you know, as a parent, a child, a spouse, a relative, or as a humanitarian, as a volunteer, or with any number of great places you may choose to support or spend your time at. A lot of people's goals are to be significant in the lives of others close to them, and for me too. Now pick one individual relationship to make a statement about. You're part of the relationship. It can be you as a part of any of those, you know, mentioned groups. Perhaps yours might be something like, I make a difference at XYZ charity I volunteer at, or I'm a helpful spouse, or I'm a coach for my kids' basketball team. For me, and probably lots of you share this one, it could be, I provide whatever support I'm able to for my children. So whatever your statement is, simple, straightforward, not extravagant, no frills. Now do the same thing you did with your professional observation before and turn your personal observation into a confidence statement. Again, if you want to hedge off mine, I might turn mine into, I'm confident my children know how much I love them because I provide whatever support I'm able to for them. So in this case, remember, you're not comparing your confidence statement to anyone else's. It's yours. You're not saying you're volunteer of the year or dad of the year or basketball coach of the year or anything like that. It's just a simple statement that almost acts as a reminder of where your heart is and something that hits at your soul and is something you deeply believe in. So like your professional statement, your personal confidence statement should hint at where you'll continue to find significance and be significant in the future. And the beauty of it, once again, is that no two personal confidence statements will ever be the same. Yours and your situation and perspective are unique to you, and it's what you deeply believe. So we'll rewind a little bit here and just say that the whole tenor of this podcast is pretty optimistic and positive, right? It's also not subjective or having us say things we don't actually believe about ourselves. It's not like you're being full of you-know-what about any of this. And that's the key. Find something, however small, that you can say about yourself with certainty. Even just, I'm a considerate person. Because if it's a deeply held belief or a conviction, then you have something to build confidence from. I was speaking with somebody once who literally told me she had nothing she could say about herself with certainty. Nothing. She said, I have zero. I got nothing for you. I finally got her to admit that she's a very generous and giving person. And that's a building block right there. Because then it created about 8 or 9 different statements in a span of 5 minutes. And then you get into a pattern of confidence statements that you believe based on just a few positive observations you've made that are objectively true. Then we're on to something and we start building a path. It's hard to build confidence when you don't believe in something or you approach something from a negative, you know, vantage point. So where can confidence take you exactly? It can take you into the next few episodes, as a matter of fact, with the next one being about competence. So how can you start to layer in your confidence statements into what it is you do professionally and personally that increases your competence? Competence in anything always rules the day, no exceptions. If you're confident and competent, the sky's the limit. It's just how it works. So please subscribe to the show and let's keep walking together in this podcast. Until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to mindsetcoachpodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.